I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Convinced myself of two things. I'm the most qualified person to be in, and I know how to get things done.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends on what the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that I might do that.
Well, those are the words of Joe Biden in that much anticipated pre-taped interview with George Stephanopoulos over the weekend on ABC. You could have written the script in advance. In fact, I wouldn't be so sure that it was not written in advance, because we've had a couple of reporters come forward and admit, yes, when they got to do radio interviews with Joe Biden, the White House provided them questions which they agreed to ask. But then the White House said, no, we didn't say you could ask only those. These are the questions we're giving you. And they asked him almost point for point. That is not journalistic integrity. When I do an interview with someone, I never tell them the specifics. I will give them a general idea, but I don't go into details. I'm going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about inflation, but I don't get into the exact question. But apparently, so-called reporters that exist today are more than willing to take the script they're handed and follow it, just like it's a movie script. And in this case, it's a fiction script. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, July 8, 2024. I hope you had a great July 4th. I did. I want to thank Susie Moore for filling in for me, giving me a few days off to go out to Las Vegas and win a little bit of money, playing the SOP and few other events, but I'm back and I'm raring to go. And believe me, I'm listening to Susie on one of her programs over the 4th, and I'm sitting there kind of laughing a little bit, and I'm kind of chuckling about some remarks she made, or adding an amen under my breath. And other players are looking at me. They don't. Is this guy all right? I mean, is he playing and seeing cards or squirrels? Threw them off. Thanks, Susie. That was another big help. But let's go back to this interview situation which happened with George Stephanopoulos. Now, I want you to keep in mind, while they are trying to make it clear, and that one question that Biden made that remark that unless God Almighty tells me I'm not going to, I'd be very careful with that remark, Joe, especially at this point in your life. But I'm not saying it's a dare to the Almighty, but at the same time, when he says, only if God Almighty asked me. So again, another question and the response.
Elections are about the future, not the past. They're about tomorrow, not yesterday. And the question on so many people's minds right now is, can you serve effectively for the next 4 years?
George, I'm the guy that put NATO together, the future. No one thought I could expand it. I'm the guy that shut Putin down. No one thought it could happen. I'm the guy that put together the South Pacific Initiative with AUKUS. I'm the guy that got 50 nations, out, not only in Europe, outside of Europe as well, to help Ukraine. I'm the guy that got Japanese to expand their budget. And for example, when I decided we used to have 40% of the computer chip, and reinvented the chip, the little chip, the computer chip.
You know, George did not push back on any of those things. He didn't also say, you're also the guy responsible for inflation being at a record level right now. You're also responsible for all the illegals in our country right now. You're also responsible for the hundreds of deaths in our nation due to fentanyl. And you're also responsible for the debacle in leaving Afghanistan as you did, leaving 13 Americans to die in the process, and who knows how many other Americans are still in peril, if not already dead, who got left behind. Didn't ask any of those. You let the man parade out all the good things he did. He looks like Saint Joe. Listen, I could sit here and I could wow you with all the great things I've done. But the bottom line is, I've made mistakes. And if I'm in an interview and someone brings them up, I'll have to deal with it. But see, when you're in a friendly confines, no one's going to tear into you. They're going to lob that ball up there and let you hit it as far as you want. And another one, and another one. The only time I have lobbed soft questions during a presidential interview was with Richard Nixon at Watergate, during the Watergate time, when he left D.C., getting out of the Beltway, went down to Houston, to Cape Canaveral. He just wanted to get out and see and get noise away from the Beltway. And I had a microphone with me and a reporter behind me, and I reached out, shook his hand, took it firmly in my hand, and started asking questions. But I did not ask any tough questions. I will admit they were softball questions. Why are you here? What do you think? And he said, the can-do spirit of America, the can-do spirit. And I just let him go. And I asked a few more questions along that line. In the meantime, behind him, Ron Ziegler, his press secretary, pulling on his coat, trying to get him to move on. But he's relaxed now. He's folded his arms in that typical Nixon stance, and he's willing to talk. And we let it go. Got a good 2.5-3 minutes. No other station had. And they got network play. So, yes, I will admit, I lobbed soft ones because I knew the moment I asked a tough one, he would be turned on his heel and go. In fact, reporters yesterday were trying to talk to Biden as he's boarding or leaving an area, and the staff, no more questions. We got to go. We got to go. He's the president of the United States. Can you not speak up and say, no, I'm going to sit here or stand here and answer questions? But he dare not. And then despite the questions from George Stephanopoulos, ABC has to admit there's panic in the ranks.
But there was nothing in this interview that is calming nerves of jittery Democrats who fear that Joe Biden is on a trajectory to lose this race, to lose to Donald Trump. In fact, for some of those people, the interview is raising new concerns, particularly the fact that he is unwilling or unaware of the fact that he is in a dire situation here regarding the campaign, that he is losing in the view of many Democrats. And frankly, in the polls you cited, that he is losing to Donald Trump.
Losing to Donald Trump. And you know who that is? ABC's Jonathan Carl pointing that out. Now, you got David Axelrod, who had been an Obama-Clinton advisor, primarily Clinton, and then, of course, working for Obama. And Clinton back again when she Hillary Clinton, was running. And he came away watching that interview with this attitude.
Listening to the interview, he seemed to deny where he is in the race. He seems not to grasp what is the big concern that people have. You know, let me just say about the president, Pam, that his whole life he has overcome tremendous loss and tremendous odds. I mean, you know, his personal loss is well known. Extraordinary and horrible, and he's fought his way back from that. He's fought his way back from political defeats and against the odds. And so his psyche is that he can beat anybody and any long odds. What he can't beat is Father Time, and that's really the concern here. And history will be much kinder to him than voters are being right now. But The question is, what will his reputation be like? What will his legacy be if he persists in this race and loses badly, which is really possible at this point?
And again, that's David Axelrod, the advisor lead for Hillary Clinton when she ran. And I don't think history is going to be any kinder to Joe Biden. Not when you go down the list of the debacles, Afghanistan, letting Russia rush right on in Ukraine without really doing anything, trying to help Iran build up its nuclear arsenal, kind of waffling on support for Israel after the October 7 attack. Jimmy Carter got chastised a lot while he was president. But actually, after his presidency, he got more praise for what he did as a man, not as a leader of the nation. And then you got another report from Fox News on just how bad this cancer of concern is growing.
Calls from within the president's own party for him to bow out of the race now escalated over the weekend, despite, as Guy mentioned, the president pleading his case on ABC News Friday, then going on to host a whole slurry of campaign events throughout the weekend. It looks like Biden does not have a whole lot to look forward to as House Democrats come back to Capitol Hill this morning. One of them telling Axios News overnight, quote, the expletive is going to hit the fan Monday when Congress returns. People are scared about their own races, but they're also worried about the country and about democracy. Former Democrats privately called for Biden to bow out during a listening session with leader Hakeem Jeffries.
You know, after they had that meeting with Hakeem Jeffries, they were not really convinced of anything. Mark Penn is another former Clinton advisor.
I can't say I've ever seen anything like this. I ultimately think so far that Biden will survive as the nominee simply because of the chaos that would result if he's not the nominee at this point in the nominating process, and also that he seems to be holding the top leadership of the party, while some of those farther down, I think, are jumping ship. So that's where I think this is coming out for now, though I've never seen a party eat itself, you know, in this manner, obviously afraid of a deluge for Donald Trump, given the performance of the debate.
It's cannibalism. They're eating their own. Those farther down the ticket are where the Joe Biden is. There are no coattails to ride on, and you really don't want to get anywhere near him. They're trying to keep their distance. And again, that was Mark Penn, a former advisor to Clinton. And if you look for more folks who are complaining about not just the performance on ABC and the debate, which is the key launchpin for all of this, Nancy Pelosi admits, and I'm quoting directly, this piece, I want to make sure I have the right source before I give it to you. I always like to give you sources. Politico, I thought it was. She said, and it's quoted, I think it's a legitimate question after his debate performance. I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition? Well, Biden shows no signs of yielding. In fact, he's planning to step up more campaign appearances. I don't know if any will be held after 8 p.m. Though we have been told that the lid will be on at 8 p.m. so he can go to bed. That's the early word. I do know in a Philadelphia black church over the weekend, the bishop said, Joe Biden is just fine.
A bumper sticker on a senior citizen's car that said, I may be slow, but I'm in front of you. Use our president. Use his experience. Use his handicaps. And be glorified in his life. In Jesus' name, let's receive our president, the president of the United States, President Joseph Biden.
And again, I praise the bishop for bringing the Lord's name into it and trying to accept that sometimes people have handicaps, difficulties, age being one of them. But is that person the one that should be president of the United States? The Economist the other day, The Economist had on its front page a walker. I don't think it had tennis balls on the feet to help it from sliding, but a walker with the presidential seal attached to the front. Now, FDR was in a wheelchair for years, and many were not aware of it. A physical ailment like that does not keep them performing. A mental inability and deteriorating conditions, that would. The 25th Amendment is there for that reason. That if he won't go on his own, he can be ousted. But I don't know who on the Democrat side, despite their concern, want to step forward with that. And Biden, of course, continues to insist, I came into this world and I can make it better and I'm going to continue.
When I ran the first time for president, I said something basic. I said, we have to bring back dignity and hope in America. Number one. Number two, we have to give working class and middle class people like the family I came from a shot and build the economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. And thirdly, we must unite America again. That's my goal. That's what we're going to do. God bless you all.
God bless you all. Thank you, sir. But you're not capable at this point. Several new polls continue to back this up, that he's losing support even among those who had been staunch Biden supporters and those who are worried that he's going to hurt their campaign. There's a new Fox survey out dealing with the so-called major legacy media, basically state-controlled media.
New polls from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, CBS, and CNN show former President Trump leading President Biden between 2 and 6 points as voters express concern over Biden's cognitive state. Voters are also aware of his record, which includes inflation up better than 19%, energy skyrocketing nearly 36%, spending mainly due to $7 trillion in new spending and borrowing. His open border policy has meant more than 10 million migrants illegally entering America.
More than 10 million, and that is a low estimate. Inflation up 19%. Gasoline up 36%. But wait. Don't rush to judgment. Here comes a ray of sunshine.
We have a very bold and vibrant president in Joe Biden.
But a majority of Americans, according to our new poll, say they don't want President Biden to run again. What do you say to them?
I mean, George, I think that age is more than a chronological fact, to be very frank with you. It's about thinking about whether we have in our leader, which we do in Joe Biden, somebody who is bold. I mean, think about it.
Think about it, and think about how she's phrasing that and how much she's trying to make sure that she's kept in mind just in case, just in case. I don't think she's going to be there just in case. Coming up, a retired Marine major says a few bad men, the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan, betrayed in our own country. You want to hear this interview coming up. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
My sponsor, Wellington Environmental, has helped thousands deal with hazardous materials, hospitals, offices, schools, even homes. Here's something new. Wellington now offers dustless blasting. This is just like sandblasting, but without all the dust and emissions. Wellington uses everything from ground glass, walnuts, corn, even dry ice pellets. One university had Wellington remove their parking lot striping because dustless blasting is fast and it does not damage the concrete. So as a business or homeowner, I'm sure you could use this process. industrial tanks, swimming pools, graffiti on buildings. And in fact, Wellington is blasting a Texaco station that will be revised as an historic building. Check the website for details and photos. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
If you haven't been to Lit Cigar Lounge in the District at Chesterfield, you're missing a great experience. Premium cigars, drinks, spacious seating, TVs in every direction. This and more explain why Lit was voted Best Cigar Lounge 2 years in a row. Now you can be at Lit and order Napoli Brothers pizza and pasta delivered to you. In fact, Napoli's just a few doors down, a coal-fired oven giving a unique taste. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, now open in the Chesterfield District.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL.
All my friends know the lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, there's a new book out titled Few Bad Men. Of course, that's based on the Marine call for a few good men, which now, of course, obviously includes women. And women make very good Marines, often called BAMs, badass Marines. But anyway, the title, Few Bad Men, the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan, betrayed in America. And the writer adds the deep state will stop at nothing to prevent a second Trump administration. Always glad to welcome aboard a fellow Marine, retired now, USMC Major Fred Galvin. Major Galvin, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much, Larry. It's great to be on your show.
You bet, and Semper Fi for you, sir. Let's begin. Yeah, let's begin with this Afghanistan betrayal. The way we got out of Afghanistan, the dark of night, leaving not only our troops that we kept there in grave danger, deadly danger for 13 of them, one from the St. Louis area, but we also left other Americans and Afghanistans that had helped us for 20 years that we promised we would help get them out and protect them and their families. Let's start with that debacle.
Yes, good point, Larry. You may have heard some testimony from Representative Wesley Hunt, who spoke about because everybody's mentioned that, oh, this was the Trump plan that Biden executed for the withdrawal of Afghanistan. That is not true, Larry.
No, I know it's not. Go ahead.
What Wesley Hunt had testified was that he was in the room when President Trump was negotiating with the Taliban. And that sounds crazy right there, but he said that the translator, he said, make sure the Taliban leader understands that I want to withdraw from Afghanistan and that if a hair on an American's head is harmed, I'm going to kill you. And the translator was shocked and he said, no, tell him to translate this. And then he pulls out a satellite picture of the Taliban leader.
Trump pulls out the picture, yeah.
Trump pulls out the picture, hands it to the Taliban leader, walks out of the room. And I will let you know this, Larry, from that day for the next 18 months until the actual withdrawal from Afghanistan, there was not an American who was harmed in Afghanistan. So this lie that's perpetuated that we executed the Trump plan, and that is false. Of course, that's exactly what is repeated by the liberal left media, that this was something that Trump wanted. No, what Trump was pushing for was a conditions-based withdrawal. And as unfortunately you mentioned, Afghanistan, you know, we went in there to kill Taliban leaders, and we did that. But then it just turned into this forever war where, just like in Ukraine, we're spending all this money, and it seems to have no end.
I want to go back to that meeting where Trump was meeting with the Taliban leaders. It shows he's willing to talk and willing to meet them face to face. And yes. And when you say he pulled out the picture, I want to reemphasize to the audience, when he said to the Taliban leader, tell him if any hair on an American is killed or hurt in any way, you will pay a price. And as you said, the interpreter wouldn't do it. The picture he pulled out was a photo recon of the Taliban leader's house. And he got the message right away. We've got you in our sights. You want to go ahead and mess with us at this point? Now that's leadership.
Yes, that is strength through power. And as you made mention before, just like the movie and the book, A Few Good Men, where the colonel says, you can't handle the truth. And that's exactly it. You have to put it on those who have some skin in the game. And that leader realized, if I don't comply, I will be dead. And so things went the way that America wanted. Let's just recap some things that in this administration, when we're talking about our nation's allies, and I'll go over a few tales of the tape that we've also had in the Biden administration, 7 American embassies closed. This just days before this last presidential debate on the 27th of June, on the 24th, we had a maritime support ship. Those are ships that have all the tanks and artillery pieces for both Army and Marines. But we had one hit by Houthi rebels off the coast of Yemen,
right,
with supposedly a hypersonic missile. But this was a second MSC ship. These are strategic for us to rapidly respond and project power overseas. But the second one that was hit this year, Larry, and these, you know, no response from against the Houthis, you know, who are hitting us with drones. I mean, we've been hit over 200 times since the 7th of October. And let's go back to what has happened. We last year on the 13th of October gave $6 billion back to Iran, who is sponsoring these Houthi rebels who are attacking us. It makes no sense. Keep in mind also, here's our weakness. We have 8 Americans still held hostage in Gaza that we haven't gotten anything back from. Our allies and partners, we had a Filipino ship attacked by the People's Liberation Army Navy earlier this year in April. We had a Taiwan vessel over this weekend captured by the Chinese. So basically, Larry, they're having their way with the United States because they know they don't have a President Trump there that's going to be projecting power and saying, You mess with us.
Now they know if they do it after 8 o'clock, our president will probably be sleeping. And if you're going to wake him in when he's in his drugs that he's taken to help him sleep or whatever, he's not going to be capable of making decisions. I want to get to your personal story in just a moment because that's also a critical part of this. But the other thing that comes to mind is when we don't show leadership in any position like that, we do show weakness. It's not a matter of showing strength or not showing anything. When you don't show strength, you're revealing your underbelly.
That's exactly spot on, Larry. Barry, you couldn't be more true.
Now, on you personally, again, folks, we're listening to retired Major I'm sorry, sir. Major Grant, I had your name here in front of me, and I misplaced it for a moment. Galvin, Major Galvin, I apologize, sir. You can court-martial me for that if you want a little bit later. But you also dealt with the Marine commandos who got accused of gunning down innocent Afghan civilians after they were ambushed. They're ambushed, then they turn around. They don't know who the enemy is, but you cover, fire, and protect and surround your troops. And we're getting the same kind of noise now, of course, out of Gaza. You're killing innocent people. Well, that's because the terrorists are hiding in the midst of the innocent people.
Yes. And when it's a simple equation of who can fight back, and that's a situation in Gaza, it's a simple equation. But you got
relieved of your duty and ended up being booted from the combat zone.
That is a fact. And in our situation, you're right, as you mentioned, but let me get into a little details. We were blown up by a van filled with fuel and mortar rounds. This was to blast and throw shrapnel in all directions in light
massive
of fire.
Massive IED, yeah, massive.
Massive car bomb. And then we were hit on both sides of the road with jihadists firing AK-47s at us while from a sniper position they were hitting us with Soviet-made Dragunov sniper rifle. They pulled a vehicle across the road, swarmed at us, and this happened at 9 o'clock in the morning, Larry. There was no fog of war. You know, there was no chaos going on. I saw it from my own eyes. But we fought back, killed everyone that was firing at us except for one, and he actually testified. He was a government's witness for the prosecution, testifying that he demands justice and he wants more compensation. He was driving the vehicle that was trying to T-bone our vehicle that had been blown up, trying to finish it off. And jihadists were hanging out the windows.
Let me add to your story, because we're short on time. When you and your company returned to America, you and your captain became targets of the first court of inquiry in Marines in 50 years. The outcome?
The outcome is they waited 4 months after the trial. This is the longest trial in Marine Corps history for war crimes. 4 months later, on Memorial Day weekend, a Friday night news dump, they dumped it to one media source and said they didn't use any legal terms, Larry. They didn't say we were innocent or not guilty or the case was dismissed. They said we acted appropriately. So the press just continued to run wildly for 8 more years. We continued to serve, but they labeled us that we got away with mass murder, and this hung over our heads. And this was pivotal in that time frame of 2007 and 2008, that they wanted to turn this into this forever war where we were just like Vietnam, which was unsuccessful, sure, of winning hearts and minds and not firing back. And they're giving out awards in Afghanistan. Nope. This is not a joke. I encourage your listeners to look it up for tactical patience, you know, tactical restraint.
Yeah, that's what we need. The title of the book is Few Bad Men, The True Story of U.S. Marines Ambushed in Afghanistan, Betrayed in America, written by retired Marine Major Fred Galvin. Thank you very much for your time. Very quickly, in five seconds, would you say join the Marines?
We have to have a strong national defense. We have to have the best,
great,
not from this business.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
John Beale knows that right after a hailstorm, new roofing companies start popping up everywhere. But the Small Business Administration reports 96% of them go out of business within the first 5 years. So how good is that warranty? John Beale started in the roofing business helping his granddad and his dad, always offering the best roof, best price, best guarantee. John Beale Roofing, not some fly-by-the-night operation. Call my friend John, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Hey, this is a great time to get fantastic deals at Ackerman Toyota, number one volume dealer in the area. Why? Very simple. They want to make you happy. They'll come up with a deal that puts you in the driver's seat. You'll be smiling as you drive off the lot. You got a trade-in? You're going to get top dollar from Ackerman. Looking for a premium used car or truck? Ackerman is the answer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
He's really losing control.
Don't try to ask me about people blowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
The United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
My sponsor, McGuire Moving, has job openings for drivers and movers offering competitive pay. You can be off every night if you want or on the road. You're off every other weekend. Full benefits, insurance, paid vacations. But McGuire is a very good company. So here's a very important requirement. You must excel in making customers happy. Full or part-time job? More information, go to McGuireMoving.com. Apply online at McGuireMoving.com/careers.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, Kristen, first of all, you said that it happens all the time, that the number three person in the Department of Justice jumps ship to join a local prosecutor's office to go after the president's political opponent. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of American democracy, and I don't think that we should legitimize it. Now, if Donald Trump's attorney general had this, his number two or his number three jump ship to a local prosecutor's office in Ohio or Wisconsin, and that person then went after Donald Trump's political opposition, that's a different conversation.
Senator.
All he's suggesting is that we should investigate credible arguments of wrongdoing. That's all that Donald Trump is saying. That is not a threat to democracy. That's merely reinforcing our system of law and government.
But they don't get it. They don't get it. It's merely asking a question. Let's reinforce our government and our laws. Now, you might read an accusation into a question. That's your perspective. And maybe the question appears hurtful and painful and basically trying to demonize someone simply because you asked it. What gets me is the left doesn't even bother with a question. They just slap the label, such as Hitler, upon Trump. There is no one on earth compared to Hitler. No one. Not even the barbaric kings in the Old Testament and before. They didn't round people up and gas them simply because of religion. Oh, Larry, they didn't have gas in. Okay. They didn't round them up and stone and kill all of them simply because of their religion. There were times where they did, and in fact, to be honest, the Christian Crusades took part in such actions. Does not justify it, does not make it right. Not in my viewpoint. Some will point to the Bible and say that God has a right to punish unjust men. I would never say what God can, cannot do, or that he should or shouldn't do. But asking a question Suddenly you're an enemy because you ask a question. I want to share with you a response that I saw from Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. And I remind you, and I do this every time, because I don't want you to think she's an actual doctor. Because if she were an actual doctor, watching Joe Biden on a daily basis should have to say, this man belongs in a hospital. She is a doctorate of education, which even with that, you would think she'd say, while I'm not a physician, I think he belongs in a hospital at this point, not out on a campaign trail. Just last year, I'm looking at an interview she was doing last year with MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski of MSNBCK. MSNBC. I was going to let Brzezinski have part of the title. And she asked the first lady during an exclusive interview. It's exclusive because she's the only one talking to her. Are you concerned about the president's age and health? Last year. And she said, he can do it. I see Joe every day. I see him out traveling around this country. I see his vigor. I see his energy. I see his passion. And then added, his age is an asset. He has lived history. He's wise. Well, lordy, lordy, lordy. I think I'm going to agree with Dr. Jill. I think I am now wise based upon that. You may not agree, but Dr. Joe Biden says I might be wise. Biden's former press secretary, by the way, Jen Psaki, was admitting during an ABC interview, referenced the debate itself. Now, Jen Psaki was Biden's press secretary. And so MSNBC, who now has her on as a host, she's paid money by MSNBC, did admit yesterday as she opened her show remarking about the Democrat figures beginning to call on the president stepped down following the disastrous debate. She noted it probably wasn't his best interview. It was just okay. Okay. I don't think okay cuts it nowadays, but if you want to accept it, so be it. Let me take a moment to set the stage before we continue. Or did I do that already? I run through so many things so many times. This is Larry Connors, USA, hour number two. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video at Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, or Newstalk STL, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. If you miss anything, it later appears as a podcast on all podcast platforms. You can get it at Larry Connors, USA. .com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. But I always encourage you to do so at your pleasure. Push the button like. Would you please do that? It really messes with the big tech companies when you push like. And then also push share. Send it on to other people. All right, I got that out of the way. I will go back to Jill Biden. Lately, she is, quote, still all in on President Biden in his reelection campaign. She told a crowd in North Carolina the other day, Joe has made it clear he's all in. That's his decision he's made. And just as he's always supported my career, I'm all in too. Queen Jill is in there for the crown and the White House soirees she can host and things of that nature. She is not there for you, the American people. She's not even there for Joe Biden, her husband. She's there for Jill Biden. Larry, that's pretty harsh. Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's accurate. You could challenge me. I'm sure if you went and asked her, Dr. Jill Biden, are you just doing this because you want to stay in power? Oh, no, no, no. I'm here to serve the American people. You're there to serve yourself. Mike Pompeo raised something very interesting the other day. Now, Mike Pompeo had been a former Trump official, former head of the CIA. Mike Pompeo went to West Point. And the reason I'm turning to Mike Pompeo now is because we're taught integrity and not lying. Those are the things that make you stand up and seem to be a truly solid, good person. Listen to Mike Pompeo.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
And the glory of the American experiment does always work, obviously. But I would tell you this. He did nail it when it came down to the fact that the CIA has always been exactly what it's supposed to be, an intelligence agency. And it does lie and cheat and chill, and it has been responsible for dethroning governments, establishing governments, all supposedly in the name of democracy, or we don't like the devil that's in there, so we'll try the devil we don't know, see how that works out. It's not exactly like you see CIA with dealing with M1, Jane Bond, and M16. It's M1, rather. It's not exactly the same way, but they do have a whole mission to obscure, conceal, hide. And yeah, if they can steal information from another country, they're going to do it. In Israel, the Mossad does the same thing. And in Russia, they have a group that does it, and China has a group. So here's a question. Do you want to just say, we are not going to take part in that anymore? Do you know who would then take over everything? They would have a harder time taking over Mossad, but it wouldn't be that hard to take over this country the way we're operating at this point. And we've got some of the craziest leaders out there. They think they speak for the people. They do not speak for the people. They don't even really speak for their members. How the hell they get elected? I think it must be a chain of command that, okay, it's your turn to serve now. I'll support you. I think it's a wink, wink, nod, nod, shake hands, and you're the next president. And in particular, I want you to hear the NEA spokesman, NEA, National Education Association, which has become the National Education, National Indoctrination Association. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone, or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA.
We are the NEA. Did you get the answer up there finally? I think I did. But the NEA is not what it originally started out with, the idea anyway of being an education organization. They have become an activist organization. There's nothing wrong with activism if you're working on behalf of the very ones you're supposed to be helping. National Education Association sounds as if our job is to help educate America's children. Then why are we having such numerous failing grades? So many dropping out. Why are so many becoming radicalized in school? Why are so many teachers in the NEA allowing, and administrators allowing, for a child to come dressed as a boy because that's the way mom sent them out the door, but as soon as they get there, they change to a dress and pearls and heels, and they want to be called, instead of Bob, they want to be called Pauline. And then at the end of the day, they get to change their outfit and they go back to being Bob at home. When they tell you that kids might go suicidal if they don't get to live that dual life, do they ever raise the question, just raise the question, could they go suicidal because they are living such a double life, because they're that confused, or that they're simply trying to blend in? Kids many times will say, I want to be an isolationist. I don't want to be part of the group. And pretty soon, everybody is around them. They're now part of a group. They're all the same. We have too many in this nation right now that are simply leading sheep. And the sheep are very good at following. That's not what I want on this program. I don't want sheep. I want you to think on your own. You make your own decisions. I'm going to put material in front of you, just as I always have. But at the same time, I want to make sure you know that we're going to give you options. We're going to give you source information. You can always double check me. I encourage you to do so. And I always encourage you to let others know we're on the air. You, my friend, you listening either now or later, watching now or later, you are my best source of getting the word out. I'm getting more and more folks from all over the nation because of you. And I thank you. Coming up again, that debate debacle. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.